doing before the video. Awesome in this place.
Hang with me. I call them pictures. They're more like a GIF that you see on the computer where they're short. And what it was today is it first looked like a kind of a puzzle that's being filled in the middle. It's all around and the middle's getting filled in. And the thing that caught me was that it was not a picture, but it was kind of dark. And when it filled in from the outside in, and it looked kind of mossy. And then as soon as it all filled in and it was kind of grayish, dark, mossy, it looked like it was trying to solidify. And then suddenly, there was a huge crack and a river rushing through the crack in breaking up the darkness.
That's not good.
Yeah. Now, not only do you see the river coming through, I saw waterfalls coming down into it, which means there's now water coming from the surface. And another thing that caught my eye was water jumping out of the river. Not like you see rapids, but like it had a will that it was jumping out. And I believe that this led me to believe that it's an exhortation to us, that what's going on is the enemy. I know that the enemy is losing territory in the heavens, but he's trying to gain territory in our realm so that he can bring despair, that he can bring hopelessness. And the more that we see the darkness coming in, and the more that he seems to be taking territory in our realm, I believe that the exhortation is, do not let yourself lose hope. Know that God has a plan, that he is going to come suddenly, and the enemy has already been defeated. God wins. Do not despair. Be ready for the fact that we're going to see more darkness, but it's all going to get broken apart and come crashing down on the enemy.
There are battles being fought that we have no idea of. There are victories that are happening right now that we don't know of, because you're not going to hear them from the media, but they are going on out there. There are fights being fought and battles being won right now as we are talking. Your word is happening as we are speaking. We just don't know about it yet. So keep praying, don't lose hope, and just keep on keeping on, okay? So there's something I wanted to share here for a second. Is I was going to share it, but I had to do the words up there. But it's my hand-raising story, okay? So, yeah, go for it. So I have to do it this way because I need my hands for this. So this is years ago. I mean, this is like, 20 more years ago. So I'm very introverted. It's the pastor stuff forces me out in front, but my heart is to be in the back corner where nobody can see me. And so when our church started to transition into being the kind of church that we are, and people were getting more expressive in worship, I was standing there worshiping with my hands in my pockets, and And one day I was with a group of men that I was meeting with, and somebody asked me, well, when are you going to lift your hands in worship? And I said, well, I'll do it when I feel like it. And it's no sooner did those words leave my mouth that one of the people in our group was literally in my face saying to me, you do it and the feelings follow. So the thing about me is that sometimes people will say something and it will stick with me and it will like gnaw on me for days. So by the time Sunday rolled around, there's been this whole thing going on in me from that. And so I knew that Sunday I was going to have to do something, okay? And I'm really nervous about this because, again, I'm an introvert. So, you know, there are certain songs that we sing that are like definitely hand-raising songs. You know, you hear them like you were talking about. They just move you to do something, right? And so we were singing one of these songs, and I'm standing between two people that I am terrified of doing this in front of. Because I'm afraid they're going to look at me and go, what are you doing? And so I'm standing there with my hands in my pockets. We start to sing this song, and I can feel this battle going on inside of me. Lift the hands. No, don't worry. Lift the hands. Lift the hands. Don't worry. And so I do, like he said in the video, I had one hand in my pocket, and one hand went up. And so the hand in my pocket is like my safety blanket kind of a thing. I'm hanging on to my safety blanket. While I'm, you know, for me, it would be my blanket in my pocket. And I got one hand up, and part of me is going like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And I'm going, okay, this isn't so bad. So then we sing the next song, which was even more intense. And I'm going, okay, this is definitely a two-hand one here. So with this one, it's like taking the hands off the training wheels, you know. And I'm looking at these two people, and I closed my eyes, and I just stuck them both up there. And something inside me was like, yes, now this feels complete, right? So I get done with this, and I'm like, okay, you know, I've fought my battle. I've had my victory. And, you know, I thought, you know, nobody's watching this. Who am I to think that people are watching me during worship? And then during the week, somebody comes up to me, and they're like all hot and bothered, and they go, it's all your fault, it's all your fault. Now that you've done it, we have to do it. And I find out that people had been watching me, and they were wrestling with the same thing that I was. And so when I did it, all of a sudden they go, well, if he did it, now we got to do it, you know, which is not the best motivation. But, you know, whatever kicks you out in front where you need to be out in front, you know, go with it. But anyway, so, you know, we all have our stories with this thing, okay? And so, you know, not only am I an introvert, I am a feeler and I'm not a feeler. There are areas where I am a very feeling person, and there's areas where I am totally clueless. And so sometimes I will feel something, but sometimes it's not a feeling I get, it's an impression that I get. So for those of you that are like, you know, you hear something in your head, you may not feel the feeling of like, oh my gosh, I've got to, you know, it's that impression, you need to do this. Sometimes that's your thing. So if you are saying, you know, I don't get that feeling thing, well, you may get something else, and that is God's Spirit moving in you. Because God meets us all where we're at.